Iowa Representative Ashley Hinson calls on Nancy Pelosi to visit the southern border. By Jacob Bliss on April 8, 2021. Representative Ashley Hinson, ARYA, called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to visit the border, saying Congress has been kicking the can for far too long. The Iowa Congresswoman visited the southern border this week with other Republican members from the Republican Study Committee, RSC, to tour the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, facilities and hear from the law enforcement officers and Border Patrol that are being affected by the crisis happening at the southern border. Hinson called out Pelosi for saying things at the border were moving in the right direction. At the border, the Congresswoman tweeted, "Today hearing from law enforcement who are saying otherwise. If she believes things are going well, the speaker should come here and see the crisis I am seeing firsthand today." When the group of Republicans met with reporters, Hinson said, "We have to fix this, we have our work cut out for us," adding that Congress has been kicking the can for far too long. "My colleagues have asked for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to come here. Speaker Nancy Pelosi needs to come here too," the Republican further reiterated. "Just yesterday, she said that things are moving in the right direction." She went on to say, "Well, we can tell you, we just sat down with law enforcement officials from all over this border community, and they are telling us otherwise. They're telling us, their resources are strapped, they're being outspent by cartels. And the cartels are changing their game faster than they can keep up." Hinson said being an Iowa mom, everything that's happening at the border is concerning to her. "This is a safety and security issue for our families, not only here on the border but across this country." The Republican claimed that cartel members are able to bring the drugs straight to Iowa from Interstate 35, which goes straight through Iowa. She said this problem is putting our communities at risk. "I'm very passionate about this issue. I'm ready to get to work on fixing these problems," she said. Hinson serves on the House Appropriations Committee and the Homeland Security Subcommittee in the House. "So we're ready to step up and make sure we can provide the resources necessary to fix this problem, but it doesn't just stop with money. It starts with a change in policy, and we are committed and prepared to do that," Hinson said.